Toe kroef je nog maar alles. Misschien. Okay, well, Yisker Adam Paul in the Shabbos, person's not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos. Hello, Yomar Adam Lechaver or Yisker Lo Poalim, even if you're hiring them for after Shabbos. And you can't tell someone else to hire workers. Do you? And the Gemara's going to discuss what the chiddush of that is. You can't do it yourself. Obviously, you can't tell somebody else to do it for you. Ein machshichin al atchum, Yisker Lo Poalim. You can't go till the end of the tum and wait there till Shabbos is over in order to be able to hire workers, ulahavi peiros, or to get peiros to bring back home. This is where you save the time that you're as close as you can get. Avomach shechu lishmor, he's allowed to go to the end of the tum to watch and guard his peiros, and maybe peiros biyodo. Klal omar abashol, kol shani zakai damira, so anything I'm allowed to say to do on Shabbos, which isn't Aser, I'm allowed to go to the end of the Tchum and wait till Shabbos is over to be able to do that. Okay, so Rashi. Lo Yisker Adam Poalim, the Siv Mimpsochat Secha. The Isser of hiring workers is doing things or saying things that and doing things that are your own personal business on Shabbos. The Lo Yomer Lechaveiro, Bigmara Parech Pshita. Even the who asr chaveru nami asr, he's asr to do it. Why should it be mutter to tell his friend to do it? So what's the chiddush? To ha Yisrael do vasholcho over mishum mutnei yivel osifim mirshul. Not only that, the person who's doing it is over an isr, and here's an extra added isr of lifnei yivel osifim mirshul. You're making the other person do an isr for you. Ein machshichim al atchum lekarei vasim v'shabbos at sof atchum. Not allowed to go till the end of your tchum. Ulahachshir shom and wait there till it gets dark. That you'll be close to a place where you'll be able to hire workers. All the fardis lahavi peiros, or to be close to a orchard where you'll be able to pick fruit right after Shabbos. Anything you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, like pick fruit or hire workers, you're not allowed to go to the end of the tchum and wait there to do it. But you're allowed to go to do something that you'll be permitted to do on Shabbos. Right? If it wouldn't be for the tchum, you'd be allowed to go and watch your peiros on Shabbos. The zed over mutter b'Shabbos lishmor peiroset. If they were in the middle of the tchum, that'll be okay. So you're allowed to go to the end of the tchum and wait there to do something that anyway would have been mutter on Shabbos had it not been outside the tchum. Well, maybe peiros biyado hold the ikur machshav the lohoy lekach. And if he goes for the ikur purpose of watching his parades, then after Shabbos he's allowed to bring fruit and get it also. Since his Iker Tachlis was not to pick the fruit, but to watch it, he's allowed to pick the fruit too after Shabbos. And he's allowed to go to the end of the Tchum, since his main purpose was to watch the fruit. Klal Om Rav Ashol, no sin hoya klal b'dover zela, hosif tvorim acherim. He gave a klal to include other things. Ki yotze both similar things. L'kamei m'forish lasu yimai. Later the Gemara explained what he came to include. Ko shani zaka damira, so shani rashai la omro l'chaveri, o l'nochri b'shabbos lasos, l'motzei shabbos, rashai ani l'hachshicholot. Anything that I'm allowed to tell somebody, either a Jew or a goy, to do on Motzei Shabbos, I'm allowed to be machshich on the tchum for that same thing. Gemara. Maishno hu, maishno chaveru. What's the difference if it's him or his friend? What's the mission have to tell me that you can't tell somebody else to hire workers for you? He's talking about a goy. That you can't even tell a goy to go hire workers for you. Telling a goy to do something that you're not allowed to do is an issur d'rabbanan. So there's no chiddush in that either. Anything you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to tell a goy to do either. Elo amar Rav Ashi, afilu tema chaveri Yisrael. Talking by a Jew, even a Jew. And Hakamashmalan. Lo Yomar Adam Lechadero Schorli Poalim, this is the Chiddush. The person can't tell his friend, go and hire workers for me. Aval Omar Adam Lechadero Hanira Shetamod Imi La'erev. He's not allowed to go and tell him openly to go and hire workers. But he can say to him, do you think you can be around tonight? Even though he's obviously hinting that he wants him to hire him that night, but since he didn't say anything, Beferish, he's only hinting that's mutter. Money, Rabbi Shulman Korcha. Who does this go like? Like Rabbi Shulman Korcha. Tanya lo yomar adam lechaveru hanirish etamod imi laerev. Right, a person's not. The Brisa says a person's not allowed to say, even to hint to someone else, do you think you can be here tonight? Now they say on Shabbos, do you think you can be here tonight? Meaning that I'd like to hire you to work. Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha omer, omer adam lechaveru hanirish etamod imi laerev. Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha says you're allowed to make such a hint. Since you didn't mention anything specifically about hiring him, you only hinted to him, that's mutter. Omer Rabba Bar Barchan, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Shum and Korcha. Right, the Halacha is like Rabbi Shum and Korcha. The Omer Rabba Bar Barchan, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, my time at Rabbi Shum and Korcha. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Shum and Korcha that you're allowed to do such a thing? Why aren't you allowed to mention specifically, right, that you want to hire him Motzei Shabbos, but you're allowed to hint to him that you want to hire him Motzei Shabbos? Dichsiv, Mimtso Cheftzecha, V'daber Dover. Divor Oser, Hear or Mutter. You're only not allowed to say it explicitly, but if you just hint it, that's okay. Because the Torah said, the Navi said, the Dabar Dover. You speak about business, but not that you hint about it. Okay, see Rashi. Maishno Pshita, the Kivan de Omer, lo Yiskor, hu Adin, lo Yomer, lechavero. To Ha Yisrael, hu Kamosev, lo Motsi lagurinu. If you're not allowed to do it, why should another Jew be allowed to do it? So what's the Chiddush that you can't tell your friend to go do it for you? So Amir the Nochri Shvus. We already have a mission that says Beferish, that you can't tell a goy to put out a fire on Shabbos, meaning you can't tell a goy to do anything that you're not allowed to do. The chiddush of this mission is you can't tell him openly, but you can hint to him. Hanira, even a Jew. Hanira achshav nira im tamal imi la'erev. Do you think now that tonight you'll be able to be here? Im tovoy leila shetech shach v'shneim yodim shal menasa socha l'pulaso. Everybody, and both of them know that he's intending to hire him that night. Umaziro. The chivad l'mafarish behev yeshari. Since he didn't say b'therish, he didn't mention b'chlal, the hiring, that's mutter. In b'farish time of the kamon, dibur osur hira mutter. Mutter lahar b'divr, oh, when you forget. Okay, so now the Gemara says, where it says dibur, that doesn't include hirur. In other words, and only if you say it explicitly, but if you hint to it, where it's only it's unmentioned, but it's understood, that's mutter. Rami le Rav Acha bar Rav Rav Huna le Rav. So Rav Acha bar Rav Huna brought a contradiction to Rav. Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Dibur Asur Hira Mutter. Did Rabbi Yochanan then say that in a place where the Torah said or the Navi said Dibur, it means only explicit speech, but not hints. And therefore, if you hint, you didn't say anything. You're just thinking about it. That's Mutter. Alma Hira Lav Kedibur Da. That means that thinking is not like speaking. Okay. In other words, hinting and leaving it up to your imagination is not called speaking. Omer Rabba Bar Barchan, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, b'chol mokom mutter laharer, chutz mibeis amerchos and mibeis akisek. Right? What's it called? Lechora, over there, it says, what's it called? Dibur, the Rashi. Mutter laharer b'divrei Torah. You're allowed to be maharer b'divrei Torah everywhere except in these places. Mashma, that hearers like Dibur. You're not allowed to speak divrei Torah in places that are osur, and hearers can Dibur. Over there, there's a pasuk that tells me that you're not allowed to think divrei Torah, not just not speak it. It says, your machane should be kadosh, therefore you should do things that are disgusting outside the machane. So you have to make when you're learning divrei Torah, that machane has to be kadosh. You can't be thinking about, even thinking, in a place of divrei Torah, and thinking of divrei Torah in a place that's what's it called? That's not clean. But it's not. But it doesn't say dibur there, right? Rashi, v'hoyim achanecha kodesh, lo k'si beit dover, ele mokum chaniyoscha tehe b'kdusha. The place where you're making a chaniyah of Torah, you're learning Torah, you're thinking about Torah has to be kodesh. The time mishum the Yisrael maharin tomid divrei Torah. Because people, Jews, are always thinking about Divrei Torah, therefore their machne has to be Kaddish. Because if it's not Kaddish, you're going to be thinking about Divrei Torah in a place that doesn't have Kedusha, in a place that's what's well, that's awesome. The Gemara says, It says dover, right? Just like over here it says daber dover, and there it also says dover. So why should hearer be osir? No, that dover is for something else. That's not to tell me you can't speak divrei Torah in a place that's not kodesh, not clean, but it's coming to tell me something else. Lichur Rav Yehuda. Dom Rav Yehuda, akum orum osir likros kriyishma kenegdo. Right, you're not allowed to read Kriyishma in the presence of a naked goy. Gemara says, "My iri akum afili Yisrael nami." Right, the chorav, it's not only a goy, even a Jew who's naked, you can't read Kriyishma opposite him. Gemara says, "Lomi boy kamer, lomi boy Yisrael the osur aval akum kiven dichsi beasher besar chamorim besorim ema shaper dami kamash malon." No, what's it called that even a goy who's naked is considered an erva? Because I might think that what's it called, a goy is not considered an erva, it's considered like an animal. And a naked animal, you're allowed to say kriyishma opposite. So the goy's body is like an animal. Besar chamorim, their flesh is like donkeys. So where it says, that's the chiddush, that even a naked goy, you're not allowed to, it's considered erva. Ein meshaper domi, kamash malon. Ein mehochinami, so where it says, maybe henichinami, the pasuk says, besar chamorim, maybe a naked goy is not considered erva. On my craw, the ervas aviyam lo ro, right? It says the theirs by Noah, who was a goy, that they saw ervas aviyam. Vaistois, what a naked goy is called erva too. And you're not allowed what's it called? Ervas dover. Dover over here doesn't mean to speak. It means anything that's erva, right? Not just with the regular erva, but anything that's erva. Ervas dover. That comes to include even a goy. Rashi. Ervas dover, amalo osur le ele bishas dibor. First the Gemara thought that ervas dover means when you're speaking, not when you're thinking. So you're only not allowed to speak divrei Torah. And if you're not allowed to think, that means thinking's like speaking. And then what we said on Shabbos, you're not allowed to think business, not only speaking. Gemara says, no. What's it called? Over there, there's a special halacha that v'hoyo machanecha kadosh. Your machna always has to be kadosh because people are thinking divrei Torah. It's an issue to think, not to speak. It says ervas dover. That's not to tell me that dibur is osur. It has nothing to do with dibur. There, dover means a thing, and the thing refers to a goy. Ha'hikid Rav Yehuda, kolomer la'olam v'hoya machanecha kodesh mishum hirur Torah. V'afilu ein dibur. By Torah in a place that's not clean, the isser is thinking, not speaking. Nowhere does it mention speaking. V'lo yira b'cho ervas dover. We have a pasuk that says dover, that's not the daber dover. Daber dover means to speak a thing. Here, dover doesn't mean to speak. Dover means a thing. The milsach risimari. The osir b'shas hadibur v'lo b'shas hirur, k'gon v'shtakul be'erva. I know, so what's it called? That's coming to tell me that there's something else that's osir, what's it called, when you're speaking divrei Torah, and not when you're thinking it, that's l'shtakul be'erva. In other words, if you have an erva in front of you, you're not allowed to speak divrei Torah, but you're allowed to think divrei Torah. But in a bathroom and in a place that's not kodesh, a beis hamerchatz, and a beis hakiseh, you're not even allowed to think divrei Torah. But keneged an erva, there's only dibur that's osur. Akum orum, koshken yisrael k'mfar yisrael. Surely a Jew who's orum, but the chiddush is even a goy. Ema shaper dami dikbehema bi'almahu. Oh, ein hachinami, why is an akum considered erva? Because the Torah compares him to an animal. The erva, saviyam alma erva, he beven Noach. Noach was a god. And it was called erva. Okay. So in any case, what I said was wrong. That what the Gemara is telling you is the following. To think divrei Torah in a place like a beis hakiseh or whatever is awesome. What's it called? Even to think it. But when it comes to in the opposite, in erva, their only speech is osur. But in a chanami, thinking divrei Torah, in a place where your machne isn't kodesh, like a beis hakiseh or a beis hamerchatz, that's osur even hearer, and not because hearer is kedibur, because there doesn't say dibur, just v'hoya machanecha kodesh. But speaking a keneged in erva is a different issue. That's because of lo yira b'cho erva's dover. That's only dibur, not hearer. So it comes out that in the end, hearer is lav kedibur. That thinking about something where the Torah prohibited speaking is not osur. The Gemara says, the dibur mi osur, right, over there, is what's it called, dibur, by Shabbos, is that osur? V'horav chizda v'rav hamanuna damri tarvayu cheshbono shel mitzvah mutar l'chashem b'Shabbos. You're allowed to make cheshbono shel mitzvah. You can figure out what's it called, Romer of Elazar, whether is that poskim stok l'aniyah b'Shabbos. You can make an appeal in shul and mention money, right? Exact amounts. What's it called? You're making business. You're speaking out business things. I'm going to give $25, $50, whatever it is. Vom Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Rav Yochanan, Mefachin Pikuach Nefesh, who Pikuach Rabin B'Shabbos. Right? You're allowed to attend to Pikuach Nefesh. Right? Save people's lives or Tzorchei Rabin, things that the public needs on Shabbos. V'Holchem L'Bote Knesios L'Fakeach Al Iskei Rabin B'Shabbos. You're allowed to go to a shul and have a meeting there. Well, you have meetings to do with public meetings. Vom Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Rav Yochanan. Holchem v'tartios v'karkisos v'basilikos v'fakeach aliskei rabin. Not only shuls you're allowed to go ahead and meetings, but if you have to, you can go to a theater. If it's important to have a meeting for public safety or whatever, you're allowed to go to a theater on Shabbos, or to the circus, or to a basilica. V'fakeach aliskei rabin b'Shabbos. V'tanud v'menashe m'shadchim al tinokas li'oris b'Shabbos. You can make shiduchim on Shabbos. All this is business things. V'alatinik l'lamdo sefer. You can hire a Rebbe to teach your kid, what's it called, Torah. Ulalamdo umnes, or to teach him a trade. Omar Kra, why is that all mutter? L'chorot's dibur. There we're talking about mamish speaking about business. Mar says, Omar Kra, mimtso chefzecho v'dabar dover. Chefzecho asurim. Your business is asur. Chefze shemayim mutorim. Chefze mitzvah mutter. And all these things are mitzvahs. Om Rabbi Yehud, Om Shmuel, cheshbono shel malacha, v'shel mabekach mutter. Cheshbonos that have no practical application, right? How much do you think somebody spent on their chasana, right? And going through all the money. That's mabekach, who cares, right? It's not no gear to me, I don't have a chasana that I want to plan now, right? I'm just curious what the other person paid, right? How much do you think this thing costs? Right? How much is this? I'm not interested in buying a car. I just want to know. I am interested in buying a car. But if I said, what's it called? But if you're not interested in buying a car, right? How much does this car cost or whatever? Right? It's dvarim shel malacha u'mabekach mutar l'chashbon b'Shabbos. Okay? Tznan hasam cheshbono she'avru v'she'asidim lios osu l'chashbon. Right? Something that you're going over something that you've done. Or something you're going to do, but it's nogea to you, right? You want to review these things, and it has a practical application, then it's awesome. Shel malacha, v'shel ma bekach mutar l'choshvan. But if it's things that are malacha, who cares, right? Ma bekach. There's no practical application, that's mutar. The dibur miyoser, the homer of chizda, the cholhani dibru. All these things are speaking, and it's their business. Pikuach nefesh, bedover sheish bo sakana. Pikuach nefesh means to take care of something that is dangerous, to take away a danger of life. Upikuach derabim kimgon l'roshus. What's it called? To take over government things, where there could be, what's it called? You get in trouble with the government or people. The tzibur has to take away a gzera. Something that is urgent for public welfare. Tartiyos v'karkisos v'basilikos mine paltenhein. They're all different kinds of buildings. Shishon nes v'leves hava. That's where people gather. They gather in theaters, in circuses, and in basilicas. L'lamdo umnes, the hanami mitzvahi. It's a mitzvah to teach your child a trade. T'chol she'enam l'lamdo umnes l'lamdo listus. You don't teach him a trade, you're teaching him how to be a ganav. U'mitzvah yalfina mikra v'kedushim v'isha niknes. In Kedushin, the Gemara learns where we know this is a mitzvah to do it. Shel malacha, shel etza she'eno shelo. Right? What do you care? It's something you're thinking about something that has no practical application to you. The ain't tzorech bekach. You don't need it. Kigon harotzo livnos bayis kach bekach tzorech lahotzibo. You stop talking on Shabbos. Somebody wants to build a house, would have to spend this and this amount to build the house. The lean yira, that's malacha mabekach. Who cares? Right? I'm not building a house. Somebody want to build a house. I'm discussing how much it costs to build a house. I'm not building a house. Now you couldn't really care how much it is, except it's interesting to talk about. Kemo malacha lean yira, kemo malacha l'cheshbonos halalu. What do you need these cheshbonos for? Hari ain't sorech bohem lo lecha velo laacher. Can go now he the precious, right? You don't need it. Nothing for somebody else. You're not discussing with somebody who's building a house how much he's going to spend. That's business. That's practical. You're discussing stam. Theoretically, if I build a house, how much would it cost? That's called malicho madikach. Michelle madikach kigon shekvar hayu letzorech. They once were practical, right? Ela she'avru, but they're not necessary anymore. Kigon kach vekach otseishe binyan zeh. You don't have any practical reason. You're just reminiscing how much you spent on your house when you bought it. That's called madikach. It was practical at some times, not practical now. Cheshbono she'avru. This is a contradiction. Because here it says, both cheshbono sha'avru, something that was in the past, right, or something that hasn't yet happened, is also to speak about. We just said it's something that was in the past, which has no practical application now, is mutter. So Gemara says, later on, the Gemara is going to say that it's talking where it didn't pass completely. It's still no geya, you didn't pay the workers yet. Shadayin schara polim olav, shalom nasnu lahen. Something that's completely gone. You finished paying all your workers, and it's totally in the past, and it's only abstract, theoretical. If you haven't paid the workers yet, then the cheshbonos are still practical, even though the whole thing is over. The house is finished being built, but you haven't paid the workers yet. That's not called mabekach, because there's still a need to know the cheshbonos. That thing more is going to say later. Okay. Okay, let's just see what's here besides what we said. With hiring workers, Rashi says that the hint over here is that you didn't mention specifically you want to hire the guy. You just said, can you be here tonight? And it was understood that this guy only wants me if he wants to hire me for something. So it goes unsaid, but nothing was said. The Ran holds that you could even tell the guy, be here tonight, I want to hire you. But not to talk about the hiring itself. In other words, as long as you didn't speak about money, you didn't speak about the actual hiring, that's not called business. That's just telling the guy you want him to do that tonight. Tonight you're going to hire him, not that you're hiring him now. You're not allowed to hire workers now and make all the conditions. But if you just tell him, I'd like to hire you tonight, the Ran holds, that's also hinting. You didn't speak about hiring. You didn't speak about the hiring itself. You spoke about hiring him, not the hiring itself. Okay. For hachana, why isn't it hachana? She's not doing any pa'ula. Hachana has to be a pa'ula. Okay. Then what's it called? The remiza. What's called hinting? Right? We said you can't talk, but you can hint. So. The Smag says that it's mutter to say on the weekday to a goy, why didn't you do this last Shabbos? That he'll know next Shabbos he should do it. Okay, even though it's an open hint. Right? And the Shulchan Aruch says it also, okay? And the Torah holds that's not called a hint. Why didn't you do this, right, what's it called, and that will make the goy do it on what's it called on Shabbos, it's like you're telling the goy to do it. That's such an open hint that it's like telling the goy to do it. The Ramah holds that to hint to a goy to do something on Shabbos is awesome. To hint to him on Shabbos to do it on Shabbos is awesome. Even a hint. Because that's pretty much like, we'll say in one second why let's what's it called? Skip for a second, come back. We said that Amira Lenochri is awesome. Here we're talking about telling a goy to do something you're not allowed to do. That's also on Shabbos. Okay? There's two reasons why. One reason Rashi mentions in other places, because there's shlichus la'akum l'chumra. It's like you're making the goy your shliach, and even though there's no shlichus to a goy, but that's only l'kula. L'chumra, he's considered like your agent. So when he does the malach, it's like you're doing it. So that's one reason. Okay? And some hold that's even minat Torah. Right? And some hold that... it's what's called only midrabon, and some say that it's only because of dabar dover. It's not shlichus. There's no such thing as shlichus. It's not like you're doing a malacha, because you're talking about a malacha. When you tell a goy to do a malacha on Shabbos, you're talking about doing a malacha, And that's what's osur. It's the talking that's osur. It's not the shlichus. The there's a Yerayim that says that if the goy does the malacha with the Jew's things, then it's osur min haTorah. Now, you're not allowed to have a goy do malacha with your things. If he's doing it with his things, then it's only the rabbanan. Okay. And some say that the Yerayim and the Smad, it's not talking difference whether it's the Jew's things or a goy's things or whatever. Depends if the goy is your poel. If he's your worker, you're paying him, right? He's your worker, then it's also min haTorah, because then it's worse than a shliach. Poel is even a stronger yad poel ki yad balabais. The poel is an extension of the person who hired him, and therefore, if you have a goy who's working for you, you're paying him, then it's mamish like you did the malacha. If he's just a shliach, you just made him an agent. That's only the rabbanan. That's a chumra that we consider him a shliach. There's a shaila like this. One opinion is that's Rashi. Rashi holds that it's only because of mimsochet secha. It's because you can't talk a business on Shabbos. You can't tell a goy to do malacha on Shabbos. Talking about malacha, where it's practical, is also on Shabbos. But it's only because of mimsochet secha. Other shittas hold that it's because of shlichus, that you're making the goy a shliach. What's a few nafkaminas? One nafkamina is, the Gemara Bava Metzia asks, is amira la'akum also by other malachas, by other isurim, or only by Shabbos? The Chara, if it's mimsochet secha, then it's only by Shabbos. That's a special isur by Shabbos. But if it's shlichus, then it applies to other isurim too. The Rambam seems to say the reason that amira la'akum is osur is that Shabbos shouldn't be kal to you, that you see you can do things that you can't do on Shabbos through a goy, and you'll end up doing them yourself. It's also the rabbana. Right? It's not a deraisa. So there, another nafkamina would be like this. Could you tell a goy on Erev Shabbos to do something for you on Shabbos? If the reason is because of shlichus, so it's osur. Because on Shabbos, when he does it, he's your shlich. But if the reason is because I'm in Tzochet Secha, when you were talking, it was Friday. You didn't talk anything also on Shabbos. He did it on Shabbos, but you talked about it Friday. Another nafkamina would be, can you tell a goy on Shabbos to do something for you Motzei Shabbos? If it's because of Shlichus, when he does it, it's not Shabbos. But if it starts talking, you talked on Shabbos. So those are some of the nafkaminas. And Lamaisa, we're machmer like both things. In other words, both things apply. It could be, but therefore, you could tell a goy on Erev Shabbos to do something for you on Motzei Shabbos. That for sure is not also. He didn't speak on Shabbos, and he didn't do it on Shabbos. So, what's it called? So that's the shaila. Now, remiza, though, if you hint to him, is okay. So if the issur is because of mimsochet secha, then hinting should be okay. As we said, that's only hearer. That's not speaking. That's, since you didn't say it explicitly, right, hinting is like thinking, okay? But if the reason is of shlichus, then it depends how clear the hint is, right? If you just say it, what's it called, and he picks up on his own, then he's not your shlich, he did it on his own. But if you say a hint, like this case, right, how come last Shabbos you didn't come and do this? Then that's mamash kimat by telling him to do it. Then he's a shlich. And a chenami, it's not mimsochet secha, you tell him in the middle of the week. But shlichus it would be. That's the machlokus over here, is telling the goy during the week, how come you didn't come last Shabbos and do this, right? Meaning, I want you to come where it's explicit that you want him to do it, right? That the Torah holds it, that's also his mamish like making a shlich. And the smag holds it, that's mutter. The ramah holds it, to hint to him on Shabbos is also, right? But to do it, and to tint him to do it on Shabbos is usher, but to do it mostly Shabbos is mutter. That whatsoever, if you're not doing it on Shabbos itself, then a hint is mutter to tell him to do it mostly Shabbos. Because if it's out shlichus, if you're doing it mostly Shabbos, there's no shliach. But a hint that's a strong hint is mamish like making him a shliach. So to do it on Shabbos is usher because he's your shliach. He's doing something on Shabbos, it's usher. But to tell him a strong hint for mostly Shabbos is okay. Now what's considered, now, what's it called? And the Mishnah Berurah says, you're allowed to hint to him, what's it called? You're allowed to hint to him during Chol to do on Shabbos. That they weren't machmer. Because you need, like, both things. A strong hint is close to Mintzochet Secha, and it's also like a Shlichus. So the hint on Shabbos for Shabbos is Osir. Now Shabbos, what kind of hint? So it would seem from here that you can't tell the Goy to hint him, it's dark in here, but you turn on the lights. We do that all the time. So they differentiate between a Remez Kal and a Remez Chomer. To tell the Goy something in a hint that he understands that you're telling him to do something clearly. Like, you made up with the Goy that if you say clean your nose, you mean light the light. Right? So then if you tell him to clean his nose, even though he didn't speak about lighting the light, that's mamish like making him a shliach. Any kind of hint that is commanding, a commanding kind of hint, that's called a strong hint. That's what's awesome. But if I tell the Goy it's dark in here, I can't turn on the light. Right? So I'm not saying anything for him to do. I'm just telling him something about me. And he understands from that what I want him to do, but I'm not telling him to do it, right? I'm just saying it in a remish kal, that kind of hint is mutter.
But if you've done that once before, or if you've told him before...
Doesn't make a difference. I'm not saying it in a command. I'm not telling him to do anything. I'm just telling him the matzav, and he's understanding he has to do something himself. It's not shlichus, and I didn't say anything about malacha.
The code word also isn't
No, but the code word is what I told him. Clean your nose.
No, so if the code word is, it's a sunny day today, and he knows that means turn on the light, that's not a problem?
No, because I didn't say it in the command.
Okay.
Right? Here I'm telling him to do it. Again, if it's a sunny day means turn on the light, yeah, that's awesome. Right? If that's what it means. But it's dark in here. I'm telling him the matzav, and he's getting on his own what to do. I didn't make up with him that in dark is going to be turn on the light.
But if that was done already, or he knew ahead of time that's what you meant, then that would also be awesome.
Yes and no. Only if it was mamish, he knew that those words meant turn on the light. Not that what's it called, it meant that Taka's dark and you can't turn on the light, and I understand from that I should turn on the light.
Even if he's done that 10 times.
Right. Here, in other words, if it's a command kind of thing, it's also my command, it's okay. That's a different type of same thing. If the Ner Lemeya, there's lights already on, whatever. We're talking about there's no Hanoi Yeshua. Whatever. Just talking about the Isra of Telik. That's a separate thing. Okay, what else? Going to the end of the Tum is also Aser because it's what's it called? It's Nicker. That's why you're doing it. You're doing a Maisa that's Nicker that is for business on Shabbos. That's also Aser. But that's what Tosha says. And on the other hand, if you go into the middle of the Tchum, you don't go to the end of the Tchum, you want to get a little bit closer, but not to the end of the Tchum, since that's not Nicker as much. That's pretty much it. What else here? Chetzei Shemaim Ramutar, Tzedaka, whatever. Okay, you're allowed to, what's it called? They ask, Lechara, how can you give tzedakah on Shabbos? In other words, we posek on tzedakah. The halacha is that when you mention tzedakah, it's like you gave it. It's like giving a matan. It's like being maktish something, right? So they say in the Chanam, if you're maktish a kli, that will be awesome. But just money in general, you didn't do and make anything specifically tzedakah, that's okay. But marichim is not like that. To be marich, you're making a set of money, also a certain amount. So the Chayyadim says the difference between being makdish something to Beis HaKnesses or makdish something for a korban. The aser being makdish korbanos, right, to the Beis HaNikdash. But being makdish money or chafetzim to a shul, that wasn't part of the Yisr B'chlau. Okay? And even though it says hearer is mutter, you're allowed to think, hint, or whatever, but there's still a separate issue of thinking about your business things on Shabbos in a way that brings you to Tircha and Tzara. That's a separate thing. That it should be on Shabbos, like, oh, your business is finished. But if it doesn't bring you to Tircha or Tzara, just stop mentioning something. Like we said, a one-time thing or whatever, you're not just thinking about it on Shabbos and preoccupied with it. That depends on Dabar Dover. And if you're not speaking, then it's Mutter. But there's another thing of what's it called, of not thinking about your business and getting worried about it and preoccupied with it, that's a separate thing. That's not really an isser per se. That's not Shabbosic. That's not a proper thing to do on Shabbos. But it's not included in Dabar Dover. That's mamish speaking about business. That's practice.